Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, I've been doing these podcast intros for weeks now, and you keep promising I can talk to whoever's in charge here.
I've been told our director of operations is on his way over now. He should be here by the end of the episode.
He better be. Okay. People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. If you notice I'm doing the bare minimum, I'm just trying to manage expectations for what's to follow. Now, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 7.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain, in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger. Ta-ta-ta-tee.
Arnie, quick, throw that lemon up high in the air.
Okay, I'm not good at throwing.
barely choked. Chunt stunts.
This week's Chunt stunt was to not choke.
Barely choking.
Oh. I didn't throw it that hard. Chunt, hold on. What are you wearing around your neck?
Oh, this? Let me take it off here.
It's a cone.
What happened?
Why are you wearing a cone around your neck? It's going to affect your audio.
I got stitches down there.
Oh, Arnie, he has to wear that cone. If he has stitches down there, he likes to put his mouth down there anyway.
Yeah, he's going to lick it.
And if there are stitches, he's going to pull those stitches right out.
I'd be looking so hard. And I know what you're thinking. Can't you just regrow your skin? But I've never had stitches, and I want to know what it feels like. And now I realize there's a reason why itches rhymes with stitches. It's because they use a lot of the same letter.
Yeah.
What about snitches?
Is it because of all the snitching you've been doing?
Well, I told you what I'm wearing.
Put it back on, Chunt.
Do I have to? It's going to make my audio sound like dog shit.
Well, but you don't want to pull out your stitches.
Fine. Better.
Better.
I am also joined by my other co-host, Usidore the Wizard, who is dead and a ghost.
I was Usidore, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Atrocus. The elves knew me as Fearing Yalak, the dwarves knew me as Zonin and Hoogstengis, and I was known throughout the northeast as Gaswanius Maystar. And there were so many other secret names that when I was alive, there were names you could speak that could destroy entire personalities.
They could destroy an entire personality?
Yeah, you know when somebody looks at you funny or says just the wrong thing and you just feel crushed? Some of my names did that, too.
Oh.
Damn.
Kind of like when you talk to Flower and she just has your number.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I talked to her in, like, our second or third episode, and I haven't been the same since.
No, you have not.
I kind of had my shit together in the first episode.
I was very impressed. But since episode 2, no thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Hard pass.
So, guys, I
hate quick,
to...
Arnie, before you move on.
Okay.
Throw that lemon real fast.
Okay. Who am I throwing it to? To you?
Yes, to me.
Okay.
Oh, Chunt, that's even more impressive than I thought it was.
Thank you.
You barely choked. I choked.
Yeah, you really choked. Also, my aim is usually terrible, but for some reason...
We know from the bathroom floor, my dude. Every time I go in there, it's like I'm walking into a field of banana peels.
For some reason, when I throw lemon at one of your throats, I just got perfect aim.
That's it, Arnie. Whenever you're in trouble, throw a lemon.
Okay, I'll just keep these lemons in this basket right here, just in case.
It could be part of your new expanded power set as the greatest warrior in all of food.
That's true, and thank you for bringing that up, Usador, because that's what I wanted to talk about up front. As we all know, I am now the greatest hero in all of Foon, and I've been getting lots of scrolls and deliveries asking me to help people out in Foon. Last week, I got a message asking me to save a nearby town from a team of vampires, and I know I usually don't go out and do much between episodes, but this week, I went to Castle Hawkspire.
Whoa!
And I fought a shit ton of vampires.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm impressed, Ernie.
Because I was about to mention, when you say you're the greatest warrior in Foon, you really should say I am technically the greatest warrior in Foon.
On paper, yeah.
That by a weird accident, I became the greatest warrior in Foon because I accidentally killed the greatest warrior in Foon?
Mm-hmm.
But you actually did something heroic, so perhaps this caveat is no longer necessary.
Look, I'm as surprised as anybody. That place... You know, Castle Hawkspire is huge. It's got like millions of people.
Millions of people live there, yeah.
So I think those vampires must have really done some damage, like in just a couple days' time, because that place was overrun with vampires, and there were not that many vampire survivors.
You know what they say? You go to the spire, you're gonna tire.
They say that. They
do say that.
That's what everybody says.
I've seen the sweatshirts. Castle Hawkspire has a lot of merch. Have you been to a gift store there?
I no. What are some of your favorite pieces of Hawkspire merch?
Can't remember. Arnie, you know, since you got really good at throwing lemons, what if
lemon.
You
also...
barely choked. Chunt stunts. What if you, I don't know, what if you got really buff? Like you got super jacked and you threw lemons and that was like your new thing. And maybe there's a new name there, like Jacked Lemon.
Jacked Lemon.
Huh. Yeah.
Tosser.
And like you're kind of sad, kind of a sad sack.
Lemon Tosser.
Well, no, none of these, no, I don't know.
Like, you're kind of a sad sack, but then you whip lemons at people, and you're so jacked that it hurts them.
My favorite thing to get when I go to Hawkspire Topic is to get a t-shirt that says, "My parents went to Hawkspire, and all I got was this lousy tunic."
Lemon!
Let's pull the reins on the lemon throne, huh?
I'm sorry, maybe I'm just being extra aggressive, because when I was fighting all those vampires... I just, like, picked up the closest weapon, which was a whip.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how to use a whip. So I'm just running around, like, trying to whip these bats that are flying at me.
Huh. Even as you're miming, Arnie, you're holding the thin end.
Oh, yeah, you could tell that from the detail work of my miming.
Well, the grip was so tight. It must have been the thin end, yeah.
Well, my hand is completely closed. The object work is not great. But yeah, I was just whipping this way and that. And frankly, most of my technique is just to run away from the vampires and just kind of to like haphazardly try to whip at them behind me. But it kind of works.
Mm.
That's great. So you survived.
I survived. I think very few people survived. But I did bring one of the survivors back with me. And it's an old friend of ours.
Oh.
Mm. We last saw him at Northeastia at the casino, the Rooster's Left Foot, which he ran and owned.
Oh, yeah.
Formerly known as Five Finger Flint Gustoon, but he lost part of his name in a bet. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not sure why I'm going into such an elaborate introduction.
Turning into a game show.
Ladies and gentlemen, wizards and shapeshifters, our guest, Five Finger Scoop Poopy.
Well, hello. Hello, hey. How's everybody doing? It's good to see the proverbial gang back together here.
It's been too long.
It is wonderful to see you, Five Finger. And now I must ask, what led you to Castle Hawkspire, where you were so
encroached by vampiric evil.
Well, you know, it wasn't the vampiric evil that attracted me. It was the opportunities for gamblings and bets. And, there's been a lot of, buzz within all of the kingdoms for different ordinances for scroll betting, betting that you would do, on different, jousting matches and such, but you would do it through scroll, and people would connect, and, if you win, you're paid out, but, certain kingdoms have blocked the ordinance and votes, so I kind of do it on foot, do a little pop-up bets.
That's gotta anger the Draft Kings.
Oh, yes, the Draft Kings truly, truly are coming for me, but hey, you can't stop success. That's what they always have said, and that's what they will continue to say. But, if there's any, bets that you want to have going for me, let me know. I will say the 1 million gold that was available from my death by the Ticketmaster was kind of, that is not an opportunity because the Ticketmaster was murdered by Queen Taylor. Queen Taylor has destroyed the Ticketmaster and all of her subjects.
Oh, yes, Ari, do you know of Queen Taylor the Swift?
You know, I only know a little bit about Queen Taylor the Swift, but I like what I've heard.
She is truly a fearsome warrior and a goddess of a queen. She takes her rapier, and swiftly she shall cut thee down. And then, if it doesn't go her way, she just shall shake it off.
Ah, yes. Oh, well, so that bet, and that was the biggest bet I had, so I was really upset.
That must have been a relief for you, Five Finger, because the Ticketmaster was trying to kill you. Were you ever scared that the Ticketmaster was going to get you?
Well, yeah, but there'd be a few seconds of solid knowing I won a bet. My biggest bet, right before I, reach another plane. And that will not happen. It's bittersweet, some would say.
But on a related note, were you ever afraid that the rhythm was going to get you?
That I was afeard of, but, I can bounce back. I, too, can shake one off, I've been known to do it, but, you gotta watch out, Taylor the Swift has been known as an anti-hero lately. So, maybe that's something you should watch out for.
Ooh, that's true, Arnie. Perhaps this great warrior queen will want to challenge you as the greatest warrior of all Foon.
Shit, Arnie, look what you made her do.
Yeah, the last thing you want is some bad blood between you two.
Oh, shit.
18?
18 what?
I don't know. All I know is shake it off.
She's going to be seeing red when she sees you.
Ooh, yes. She's definitely going to be on some vigilante shit.
There's a lot of folklore about her. Oh. I don't know if all of it's true, but she's a fierce little button.
All we know is you're on your own, kid. So how's everybody else doing?
Oh, excellent. Very good. I'm a ghost. Obviously, I died.
Yes, you were more, less ghost-like when
more
I
corporeal
last
time you saw me, yes.
Corporeal, that's the word I was saying.
Oh, yeah, well, you see, I completed my true purpose. I defeated the Dark Lord, and then I ascended to the heavens. But the ghostly spirit of me remains here. I'm just hanging out, being chill.
Yeah.
Doing what cool, rad dudes do.
So, does that mean that you're not really you and you're more of an imprint of you and the you that we knew is, up in somewhere else enjoying the afterlife?
What? I don't know.
Good question.
What if I am?
Yeah, essentially a ghost clone. A glone.
Arnie, am I a glone? Chunt, am I a glone?
I think you're a glone.
Oh, no.
This is like one of those questions our friend Philip would ask. Philosophical. He's always like, what is there? Are more windows or doors? Or more doors or more wheels? If there's a high five, is there a by five? Like,
are there more birds or more bugs?
Yes.
Are the colors you see the same as the colors I see?
Is a butt just part of the leg?
Ooh. Arnie, wait, hold on. What was that last one?
Is a butt just part of the leg?
No.
No, it's got a different name. It's a whole separate thing.
What are you talking about?
Is your arm part of your chest? No.
Well, no, it would be a closer one would be is your bicep part of your arm.
That's a good one.
Oh, there you go. That's very good.
Is your butt part of your leg? So if you break your leg, you might have just sat on your ass real hard?
Ooh.
Is that what you're saying, Arnie?
Okay, now you won me back.
Oh, shit, I wasn't trying to. Whoops. And I'm doing pretty good. I'm still a bit of a sexy baby while everyone else is a monster on the hill. And been doing a lot of chunt stunts. My throat's full of lemons. I think that's about it.
Chunt, do you have any other stunts that you could do today? Is there something else you want to try out? I just don't want to keep the listeners, you know, I want to keep them hungry for more, but I also want to give them what they want.
Yes, of course. You, sir, why don't you hold this plank of wood and test it to make sure it's real?
This is real wood. Tastes just like wood.
Okay. Now, slam it against your forehead as hard as possible, breaking it in two. Oh. Chunt stunts!
Oh, perfect. Well done.
Thank you.
What an amazing psychological stunt.
Yeah, wow. That was, I gotta say, that was great to watch. And I gotta say, this chunt stunt stuff, I need you to bring it back. I need you to bring it back to the rooster because, you know, we would like to put a lot of bets on these stunts from you, chunt.
Oh.
Wait, the rooster's still going? I thought they came to snuff the rooster.
Oh, but they tried, but the rooster always crows in the morning. That's the motto that we have. The rooster always crows in the morning.
I love
so
that.
Yeah, if one place shuts down, we open it up somewhere else. You know, just send me a parchment. I'll give you the password. You can come
Absolutely.
In.
Absolutely. The rooster always crows. You should open up do you have a gift store or a gift shop? You should sell merch because Castle Hawkspire, I mean, don't knock the hawk. That's barely a catchphrase, and that's on 3,000 mugs over there.
Oh, man. Well, never considered merch, with the whole secrecy type thing we got going on. But, you know, that's hiding in plain sight.
Yeah, because hawk, it's just a terrible slant rhyme. And why, you could do something that's a real rhyme, like the rooster is your booster.
Oh, yeah. Or boost the rooster.
Oh, ooh, I like that. That's even better.
Yes. Because we definitely need, funding as there's a lot of travel expenses. You know, we rent out the places and, insurance fees for when that place is raised.
Oh, Five Finger, that reminds me. I need to update some of the bets that I had made with you before.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, of course.
I think the odds have gotten better that Chunt's going to die from one of these Chunt stunts. So when I placed that bet that Chunt was going to die, I'd like to update that bet. I am going to put another 100 coins on that.
I like these odds.
Oh, okay. I'm going to write that down. Okay, yes. I like that, too. I'll jump on that bet with you.
And then my bet that Arnie was going to die, also, I'm going to up that up with 1,000 gold pieces because he's not the greatest warrior in Foon. Everyone's trying to kill him.
Yeah, which I will have to say the payout swaps. So now the payout isn't going to be as much because with the whole hero thing, they rise and fall like the sun. So,
But it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time.
Oh, yeah, you're still going to make a pretty penny, but it's not as much as it would have been before.
Sure. Before, no one cared.
While we're on it, I want to update one of my bets. I think that maybe Queen Taylor might be in trouble. Is it possible to put, 1,000 gold coins on Parlay Jepson?
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yeah.
Defeating Queen Taylor?
Yeah, I'm going to, not only am I going to take that bet, I'm going to go ahead and send it back and going to have some people join you on that because that is a great bet. I haven't even considered that,
I guess her full name is Parlay Ray Jepson, but.
Yeah.
But, Arnie, we told you about Parlay Ray Jepson.
Maybe.
She is a terrible and cruel queen, just like Taylor the Swift, but she isn't as much a warrior as much as she is a psychological warrior. She will parlay with you. She shall take conference with you and play little mind games with you to get exactly what she wants through negotiation.
Yeah, it's like, I might do this, give me your address. Maybe I'll send you something, or maybe I'll kill you. It's a lot of psychological warfare.
Right, yeah. And then one of our spiders may poison you.
Mm. And it's part of her psychological warfare that she's always like, before she suggests something, she's like, is this crazy?
It's a really good lead-in to make you think you're thinking something wrong.
Catch you off guard.
Right.
Oh, we also have to make sure that we consider, you know, the rising Bandits Brigade ran by Catherine Perry and her dark horses. Because she's always considered, Queen Taylor the Swift, the one that got away. You know, she's always got, her bounties except for that one. So
Very flashy queen. Lots of fireworks.
Yes, yes, yes. But her roar,
Some
chills down your spine.
Terrifying.
Fireworks. Is she the one that's turning babies into fireworks?
Yes, yes. She's very evil. She's very evil. You know, there was a time that her kingdom was on her side, and then there was a charlatan who wanted to become king. He thought he could pay his way to be king, and she decided to side with that charlatan, Grip Caruso. It was real weird. Huge chain. Yeah, I was like, whoa, did not expect her to side with him. It was very heartbreaking, at least for Five Fingers himself.
Certainly. Five Fingers, can I... If I'm more specific about who ends up killing Arnie, do I make more money?
1,000% yes.
I'm going to assume it's 3-year-old Timmy.
Ooh! Okay. Put it on the board. 3-year-old Timmy.
Man, you think Timmy over Glass Maniac? I think Glass Maniac's got it in the bag.
I mean, I just think the odds are a little... the payout's going to be better if 3-year-old Timmy pulls it off. So I'm kind of excited in that, the long shot.
Wait, let's not forget that Krellbar wants to kill me, and we all thought Krellbar was dead.
Krellbar,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, well, I will say that is going to be harder odds because a villain who's come back when they were thought to be dead has a higher success rate, across the board. So, you're in danger, Arnie. But aside from that, I think that the bets will not pay out as well, but it's a safe bet, as we like to say in the biz.
I'm sticking with Timmy. I'm rooting for that long shot.
Writing it down in my book.
Well, why don't we take a quick break and we'll get some of these coins across the table to get to... Is that what we say? To cement these bets?
Yeah, we say that in the biz.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know what cement is, though.
Well, Arnie was always talking about the cement pond.
All right, well, let's toss the coins across the table to cement our bets. I might have to use that.
So, Five Fingers Scoop Poopy, when I stumbled upon you at Castle Hawkspire, and I, right before that, I had found a Bible that I was just swinging around to try to get rid of these vampires, and also I had a ring that would shoot lightning down and would kind of take out some of the vampires, and I was running and screaming away, and I saw you there. How did you survive for so long amongst all those vampires?
Oh, well, it's because I'm a werewolf.
Huh?
Yeah. So I was in there. Trying to do a long play assassination, and you came in swinging that Bible around. I was like, oh, well, I'm going to just sit here and watch this happen and then take the credit in another kingdom. Yeah, by the way, I'm definitely going to take credit in another kingdom. So you'll be a hero in most kingdoms, but this one that sent me to go do that assassination, they're definitely going to think I did it. But it will be a joint thing. You will get partial credit.
Who amongst the vampires were you there to kill?
The king, so I came in on some old school, werewolf, sir, vampires nonsense, and, they were into it. I was grabbing coffees and meads, doing, menial tasks here and there, but they were real, they weren't letting me get close enough, because I was going to do the old slit and sleep, you catch them while they're sleeping, slit them in the throat,
You slit first.
The old slit and sleep.
I slit their throat, then I tuck them in. They'll think, oh, maybe he slipped in glass while he was sleeping and it wasn't an assassination. Keep them guessing.
Yeah, it's a lot of Jeff looks like he's sleeping. There's a pool of blood underneath his neck.
Huh. Yeah.
Wonder if he's having a weird dream.
You'd be surprised how many times that is the case. You know, they're just like, oh, okay. Because, you know, everybody, you know, we got all types of diseases, and people are like, oh, he's just coughing up blood again. You know, that's a Wednesday.
Yeah, crazy diseases. Really terrible stuff. Can't do anything about it. I have a couple of questions for you.
Of course.
Five finger scoop boopy. One, have you always been a werewolf? Is that something we just...
Last time we saw you, were you a werewolf?
No, that was a bet. It was a pretty simple bet. Like, bet you can't go in that werewolf den and not turn into a werewolf. Lost that bet. It sucks to lose a bet. Definitely lost that bet. But I did become a werewolf, which, made me win the bet. Bet you didn't think I'd be the coolest, sexiest werewolf. And I was. I was. It was hard, though. I had to, you know, go up against some real, real toughens. There was lots of, hot werewolves. Because, you know, there's the different kinds. There's the werewolves that turn into a big, you know, quadruped. I'm more of the, like, you know, a werewolf that, like, you know, walks around with his shirt off, gets ripped abs, gets real hairy, like almost like a fish out of water werewolf in a place that would be like, the thousands of miles away. Maybe you'd take a flight or go there on a vacation with some type of tower there. But if I was from a place with some type of our, own striped starred flag, if I was that in that place, I'd be that kind of werewolf.
Can I just say, looking at your whole aesthetic and like what you've done, I mean, ooh, I like Kenthrope. K-10 out of 10. Okay.
look, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Good.
And that's how I did it. Because we did have a whole, like, werewolf pageant. And that was, it was a whole mess. One, because we had to gather all the people. Some of us had to wait till full moon. I can change on my own will, but it hurts a lot. So I just kind of, I saw the excitement. So we might, I might do it for you a little later. Sure. But
you said it hurts. Is it fast? Is it slow? Like,
no, it takes about 35 minutes because all the bone, there's a lot of bone stretching, like my feet bones, like what would be my feet turn into that long kind of wolf hind leg situation.
Sure.
And then the smaller parts of my toes get a little stubby and turn into like a paw situation. And then my like fluffier tummy, it shrinks and turns into ripped abs. And my pectorals grow three times in size. My biceps looking mad shredded. The traps, crazy.
Wolfman jacked.
Yeah. Wolf. So 35 minutes, but in a pinch, 32.
Yeah, when you think about it, there's a real range of werewolf transformations. I mean, some guys just look like they're themselves, but they just don't know how to shave anymore, and they're just still wearing their shirt, and you're like, I guess you're a werewolf?
Yeah.
I don't know if this is true. I've heard that some... I don't want to bust any nards. I've heard that some werewolves, it's like they take a portrait of them as a werewolf, and then they, like, go into human form, but then they just, like, they swap the portraits, if that makes sense. So it looks like they turn into this big-ass werewolf, but they actually sort of regressed into, like, a gross little human.
Oh, yeah. See, those are were-humans. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And they're out there. They're out there, and, they're making a bad name for us because they're kind of tricking everyone into thinking that's what we're like, because they can do it quicker. They transform way quicker because it's easier to transform. I don't know the science or magic behind it, but it's easier to turn from a werewolf to a human than from a human to a werewolf.
Oh, interesting.
And also, lighting's big in that, too, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and of course, we've talked about it hundreds of times on the show, but teen wolves are really good at standing on top of carts.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's why I was like, I wish I was bitten while I was a teenager. Because, then I wouldn't be who I am today. I'd probably be a faceballer, going around doing all the faceball tricks with my wolf powers. But
when you're a teenager, you're so much more likely to be bitten by a cougar.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And
then it could happen to your cousin, too.
Yeah.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, my second question from a long time ago was...
Wait, that was one question?
That was one question. My second question was, can I place a bet that by the end of this episode, your name won't be Five-Fingered Scoop Poopy anymore? What are the odds on that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you want to place that bet?
Yeah, for 200 coins. No, 500. All right. 500.
500? You've won, because my name is no longer Five Finger Scoop Poofy. I'm,
yes!
Yeah, I've been Five Finger Wolfman, but I know that I go by many names. I know, so I was honoring the Scoop Poopy while we talked about it, but I am definitely Five Finger Wolfman now.
That's okay.
Sorry, Wolfman. Well,
there's no payout. It was like the odds were like 1-1.
Yeah, because it technically was one that didn't exist, but here's your money back. Thanks for playing.
I still win.
Yeah, you still win. Right. And remember, there is the big betting scoreboard of who wins how many bets. And, you're making your way up there.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Also, I imagine there are some service fees, though, just for that money going back and forth.
Oh, yeah. But, since we're all friends here, y'all can bet without the service fee. Don't let that get out.
That's so nice.
Please don't let that get out. There are so many people that ask me, I've known you for so many years, why not? But they ain't got a podcast. They ain't got a podcast where I can spread news about my business. Yeah. So what do I get from it? What I get from you is, hopefully, someone's going to listen to this podcast thing that you have us doing, and I'll get more business.
Well, thank you, FFW.
And as I've told all of our sponsors in Foon, if the people on Earth ever figure out a way to get here to this magical land, they're going to go right to the rooster's left foot.
Yeah, I know.
Well, except for all the ones that go to Castle Hawkspire to get all that merch there at their wonderful gift shops.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge current bet, because Arnie, you're something of a freak of nature. You're the first, alleged first of your kind. There has been rumors that some earthling named Martin Lawrence has transported to this world and, was a knight for a bit. But the Black Knight, as they say.
Black Knight?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that sounds hilarious. Could I hear more about that? That sounds like it actually holds up pretty well.
That's the legend has it that, he transported to this land, and there was a town that needed help, and he using his newfangled future different otherworldly devices was able to really win over the kingdom. But
that's
See, Arnie, why didn't you do that?
I always say over and over again to these guys, a knight's tale is always better than you remember it being.
Yes.
And you've just proven that fact.
Oh, yeah.
That this knight came in and just burst the doors wide open. That sounds incredible. Huh, that is outstanding. Arnie, do you care to comment on that? Do you know if this Martin Lawrence, or I don't know if he went by any other names, probably none that hold up in that regard, but...
I have not seen The Black Knight, but I think I vaguely saw a trailer that was carrying The Black Knight through town. And as I remember, I feel like I just imagine that's a story that involves a horse farting at some point. That's just a guess.
Yeah, once again, this is all legend, but allegedly, yes, there was a horse that had quite a bit of flatulence.
Sign me up.
If only he had a friend and they could right these wrongs together, they'd be a couple of real bad boys.
Yeah, hopefully for life.
Yeah.
Because that's one thing that you'd want to last.
I mean, if you ride together, you die together, and then you're a bad boy for life.
Yeah, bad boys for life.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't want to steal anyone else's catchphrases, but Usador, Chunt, should we start at the beginning or someplace in each of our episodes? Should we say, like, bad boys for life?
That might be fun. Or like blue streak. Is that one?
Could be.
Is that a fun phrase?
Yeah.
I could do that, I suppose.
Yeah, I like that.
Bad boys night for life.
We already have so many of our own catchphrases. Do we need to take someone else's?
Yeah, we have so many.
Huh.
Although I will say, bad boys make me feel so good. They make me feel so good. I've told you that before.
I thought you were talking about nasty boys.
Those nasty boys. They also do make me feel so good. But I think I usually say bad, 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 bad boys. Oh, they make me feel so good. That's right. Yeah, yeah. I feel like I'm right. But
you're
maybe
right.
Nasty boys too.
You're right. You're fine.
So, Five Finger, why is it called a mustard of werewolves? Is it because of your eyes? Is it because of the, when you get so many werewolves in one room, it's all those
yellow piercing eyes?
Good question, Sean. I've been wondering this myself.
You know, there's a lot of...
Because that's what a group of werewolves is called, right? A mustard?
Some sects like to call us a mustard. And okay. And some say it's because it's the strength of a mustard seed when you have a pack together. But, you know, I'd say because you're a yellow belly coward if you need a whole pack to beat up somebody. So, different strokes for different wolves, I guess.
See, I always assumed because it was sort of complimentary to a ketchup of vampires.
Ah, yes, a ketchup of vampires. Yes,
because of the blood?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I thought it was because they're very fast and hard to keep up with.
It is hard to catch up with vampires. That's true. That is
absolutely
very true.
It's cool how, with vampires and werewolves, it's just cool how all these really powerful genetics get passed down. Like, sometimes when I think about it, I'm like, damn, genealogy? Like, it's just really cool how it all trickles down and you have these amazing traits.
Yeah. You know,
is damn genealogy, is that a fun little phrase?
Maybe
we start saying that.
Yeah, no, that's good. Damn genealogy is I don't know why I haven't been saying that more often, but you know what? That's going into the vernac. That short vernac.
Ooh, vernac is good, though.
Yeah.
And also, I will say, a five-finger wolf man. I will say, if you do open up a gift store, which you talked about previously, any sort of merch, you did mention that the rooster's left foot is kind of secret. So maybe on the back of all your merch, on the back of the t-shirts, on the back of the hats, on the back of the mugs, you just put shh, and that keeps it safe and sound.
I would truly say so.
Are there any downsides to having become a werewolf?
I'd say so. You know, there's a lot of people who have a lot of an aversion to werewolves because of, certain things people know about us. And, you know, sure, a couple of times back at the Rooster's location, I may have eaten a patron or two, but I did it out of self-defense and not because I'm a werewolf.
Sure, of course.
So you would have done the same if you were a human.
Yeah, I probably would have did a more of a slit and sleep, but, you know, but that was, I'm a werewolf, I might as well use what I got.
Right, that's just not being wasteful.
Yes.
Arnie?
Sure.
Let's talk about waste a little bit, all right? How many lemons have you thrown at Chunt tonight?
A lot, especially during the break.
That is wasteful.
Yeah, he didn't even zest them first.
Yeah, so think about how you're going to use all those lemons. Let's go to a break. I'm angry.
But I am going to turn those lemons... Well, we're going to a break. Never mind.
So, Five Finger, I've got to ask. You said you can transform at will.
Oh, yeah.
But are there any things that just sort of trigger a transformation, like automatically, like almost instinctually?
Yes. Sometimes certain parts of my body will transform without me wanting it to. Like,
okay.
If I see someone who's really hot, my head turns into a wolf. My eyes start to get large. And to calm myself down, I have to hit myself with a wooden mallet so that I can calm the wolf side of me down and keep me human.
Yeah. Surely your tongue doesn't loll in that instance, right?
Yes, it does.
Really?
Unfortunately.
It does? Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds painful.
It's very painful, but, you know, gotta say, it's helped sometimes. Sometimes people are flattered and, you know, it leads to a date or two. Yeah.
You see the size of that wolf's tongue?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I've even seen it where the jaw drops all the way to the ground, the tongue hits the ground as well, and rolls out like a carpet.
Yeah, and trust me, getting your tongue stepped on, not fun. It's very painful, and people are real rude about it. A lot of people don't clean the bottom of their boots, you know? Now you're tasting everything they stepped on.
I've said for many, many years that people should consider what happens when people put their tongue on the ground. And if you aren't thinking about that, then you're a very rude person.
Yeah, and if your tongue's on the ground and you're tasting, like, the bottom of someone's boot, like, can I just say from experience, boot licking is disgusting. Like,
oh, yeah. I hate it. It just, you know, it's like, why are you doing that? You know, is truly, you know, you got to consider the boot. The God. Boot is stepping on the backs of so many people. They don't need it to be licked.
Look, yeah. Guys, I love you all. And I include you in this, Five Finger Wolfman. But now it's starting to sound like three guys who are like, look, I know. It's like sometimes we accidentally lick the bottom of a boot. We know we all hate it. Oh, why do we keep doing it? I'm starting to be a little uncertain that this is accidental.
Now, hold on. I will admit freely that I will lick just about anything. In my search to defeat all forms of evil, there is nothing that I won't try. No stone I shall leave unturned. And if that means licking everything in this very tavern, licking everything in Foon, licking every person, licking every forest floor, licking every forest creature, licking every tree, every mountain, every river and dale, then I shall lick it.
And can I just say, if you add a Y to the end of boot, I'll lick it.
And you can tell a lot of stories from the bottom of a boot. Mm-hmm. By the flavor of a boot, you can tell what type of bets they're going to make and what kind of bets they're going to take. So, yeah, maybe sometimes it's not accidental. But when it is, it sucks. It really does, because I ain't trying to taste that boot.
Sure. Can I make a bet on how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Bootsy... what are those
Collins?
Called? Bootsy Collins, thank you.
Yes.
It's kind of like a drink, right? It's like gin and boot.
Yeah, you know, and I hate to admit it, but I don't know, it tastes a little too funky for me, so I gotta keep my tongue off of that.
Oh, you sir and I, we want the funk. Gotta have that funk.
That's true. At times, you gotta funk because the boogie comes from the funk, and when you don't funk the boogie, you can't.
But we get it with Five Finger Wolfman. You're saying with your tongue, you gotta get on off of that.
Yes, exactly. Speaking of which, we gotta mention, some kingdoms where the parliament has demanded the funk be in every drink. And I'm like, okay, like, we get it.
I didn't know parliament made a cameo. Word up.
Yeah, it's truly it's truly amazing how vast the kingdoms can be. And I'm proud to be a part of it. I'm proud to know you.
Yeah. Oh, we're very proud to know you as well.
Proud to know you.
And the fact that you let us bet without the fees is very kind, just for the return of some promotional airtime here on our meager little podcast. It means a lot to us. Oh, can I place just one more bet?
Yes, of course.
I want to place a bet that Usador shall soon return from the dead to take on some new purpose, some grand and meaningful quest unlike any other that has been seen.
Ooh.
What are the odds on that? Are they good or are they not so good?
Huh. Let me check the books because, you know, this is going to be based on how many bets.
While you're checking the books, can you also check to see what the odds are on us starting every episode with Bad Boys?
Ooh, okay, all right. Okay. All right. Looking at everything. Checking it out. So, Usador, odds low for you, Chunt.
Okay.
Odds high. Odds very high.
Wow, okay.
Some would say the highest odds.
Wow.
Yeah. So, if anybody's listening now, I'd say you might as well start looking forward to it.
Yeah. Mark your calendar.
Usador, let me just tell you, odds low... surprisingly expensive. There is no way I would ever place a bet on odds low. It is... everything is so expensive.
Okay.
But, hey, you do you. It's your coin. You spend it how you want. But it adds up very quickly. It's not a cheap time.
Okay. I suppose I don't have to make that bet. I suppose I could do something else and maybe I'll just finish instead.
Mm. What?
Five Finger, before you go, would you mind if I answer an email written in by one of our listeners?
Yeah, go ahead. And you know what? Just go ahead and start the transformation process.
Sure.
I know you wanted to see it, so I'm going to go ahead and So,
While that happens, listeners, you can always email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Or if you're a member of the Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern, you can also send us a message. Ooh, this is... that looks like it hurts.
Keep going. It's fine.
It's the back of his hands. Imagine when it gets to the joints.
Continue.
Anyway, this email is, my question is for Usador. I know you are totally not faking your death, wink, and they wrote out the wink, but if you were, wouldn't the goddesses Fu, U, and Un know that you're faking? Or is there maybe like an auditor of wizards who makes sure their true purpose has been fulfilled, Marcus?
An auditor of wizards? I think not. I answer only to the goddesses, and of course, they know everything. Mm-hmm. They're just very busy being in charge of all of creation. So the three goddesses, you know, they have to create everything. They had to create all the new brunch menus that everyone puts out every week. And they had to invent the entire concept of brunch centuries ago. So give them a fucking break if they don't catch everything first, like, 100 years or so.
So what you're saying is, you're sort of like someone that's like, of course, I'm a very pious man, but God doesn't have time to notice my sins.
Yeah, exactly. They're very busy. You know, they're always kind of coming up with new concepts and, you know, new techniques for, promoting the great work of creation. You know, it's kind of transitioned from being a job where it's a very creative gig to being more about marketing and branding.
Oh, motherfuck. Five Fingers' legs just turned at the same time his butt did. Aren't you right?
Yeah, see? Same. It's the same.
Don't worry. We're on the... Oh, actually, we got a long road ahead of us. Don't worry.
20 minutes left.
It's only been back of hands and butt and legs.
I know. And there's a lot of throwing up involved in this process, I'm noticing.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I forgot to mention that. It's a treat.
Back of hands, butt and legs.
That's cool. Oh, Usador, though, this reminds me. Mm-hmm. While you were out, a wolf with bat wings came in and delivered a scroll for you.
Scary.
It looks like you're being wizard audited?
What? By who?
By the great iris in the sky? You don't want to fuck with the iris. Hey, Usador, it's fine to owe the iris money, but it's not okay to lie to the iris. The iris always knows.
Never lie to the iris. I just...
It's always searching, always scanning for any sort of... what am I looking for here, Arnie? Any sort of... what's the word?
Bullshit?
Yes, bullshit, thank you.
All right, fine. I suppose I'm being audited. Another exciting Magic Tavern plot line.
Thanks, Marcus.
All right. Now he's got teeth.
Wow.
More teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, throw that in there.
Oh.
Wow, Five Finger, I would never have guessed it would be possible for your voice to get cooler than it already was, but somehow it did.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm going to keep up with that transformation.
Arnie, it's not an email, but I have some sort of letter here, a sort of tattered paper in an envelope. It says, "Hey, Arnie, I'm coming for you. Love, ass math. P.S. Your ass is math." Is this another person coming to fight you?
Wait, is there someone named Ass Math?
And they're gonna make your ass do math? Is it like a math challenge?
Oh no, my greatest weakness. My inability to do math. And my great ass.
You knew this was a podcast. You didn't know this would be a masterclass in creating tension. We can wait while you take notes, Mike Flanagan. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Five Finger Wolfman was portrayed by special guest Iffy Nwadaway. Follow Iffy on Twitter at Iffy Nwadaway, or visit his website, iffycomedy.com. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. People like this list of names I'm holding up. Oh, right, audio medium. Very well, people like Andrew Yarrick, Tabs McGabs, cat reporter from the 1940s, Preston, Nigel Stokes, Linda Cruz, Mary Schoolfield, Tim Boozy, Cosmo, Sarah K. Hermans, Widget, Thomas Holloway, Kansai, and Donnie Drama. I'm still waiting to meet your cousin, Donnie Evenkeel. Patrons get a free blowout every Wednesday between 5 and 6:30, but only if Michelle has availability in the chair. They also get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs like Offices and Bosses and Hey Tavern Tavern, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. I've also been told to share that the Magic Tavern Discord has some pretty great Magic Tavern memes, and having been personally targeted in more than one of them, I will say, memes are the art form of the future, and it takes a special kind of genius to add text to an existing drawing. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Chris Rathjen. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Okay, there, from people of Earth all the way to Poland. One more episode done.
I've been told the director should be here any moment.
Look, this whole operation is bizarre, but I'm willing to do my part. If me introing this podcast is saving reality from some eldritch horror, as silly as that seems, I can commit to that. I just need to understand a little more.
Yeah, well, the director will explain everything. Don't worry, you're in good hands.
I hope so.
He's here.
Okay, he's coming now.
Hello, Tim. We've got an awful lot to talk about. My name is Director Ward.
Director Ward? Why does that name sound familiar?
Five Finger Wolfman, I'm so sorry. I really want to see the end of this, but I have to go, look for some wizard receipts.
Yeah.
You said 35 minutes. It's been an hour.
It's been so long.
I just haven't drank enough water. Sorry, this does happen all the time.
Water would help. Let's just get him some water there. Can we get some water over here?
Everywhere's left. Between it being so late and him just making these noises for an hour, it's run all the business. You know what? Honestly,
Chunt, wake up.
Was my throat slit?
No, your throat wasn't slit.
Chunt Lemon.
Barely choked.
All right, look. Hey, Five Finger, we're just going to take off. Whenever you're done, can you just turn off the lights and lock up?
All right, but you can. Oh, yeah, so someone on my hand. Someone on my hand on you.
I didn't get any of that.
Whatever he said, it sounded like it was important, but I didn't understand any of it.
Just lock up. Let's just go. We're gonna go. Bye.
Guys, there's a good chance we come back tomorrow and there's just gonna be a dead werewolf on the floor.
Well, a dead half werewolf. Well, good luck with that.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
I feel like he should have waited until he saw a hot woman.